Hello, hello. How are we all? Welcome to the FPL Banter Pod. My name is George, and the final double game week of the season is done. We are now going into game week 37 very quickly, with the deadline tomorrow at 6 o'clock, half 6, sorry. And then we got, Friday night game. I think it's Liverpool Villa tomorrow night, I think it is. And then no games Saturday because it's FA Cup final day. And then there's games Sunday, Monday night, Arsenal. And then Tuesday is City and Chelsea playing in their very big games, with Chelsea having Spurs and then City having Bournemouth. Double game at 36. It was a bad one for me. To a point where I was ready just to go, nah, I'm done. That's how bad it was. Semenya made it a little bit better last night. Could have, if Silvino looked up instead of taking a shot, he could have passed to Semenya and given him another goal, which would have helped me a lot, to be honest. But it all went wrong again, really. And that's been the theme since, really, game week 33. In that time, I've got very small green arrows, but the rest of the reds have been big reds, and this is the worst one. Basically, an 80k red this week. I was in touching distance of a top 100k, and now I'm 309k, and it's frustrating because if you have a bad start, you can kind of build on it. You can go, okay, we've got a bad start, but we've got all these chips left to go. We can fix this mess. And, you know, for example, like Sam, she was literally, at one point, she was in the 3 millions. But she wildcarded early and she built her team better. And Sam is now sitting about 600k. Sam's an expert, so she knows how to get herself out of a hole like that. But when everything goes wrong for you, basically at the end, there's no time to fix it. However, I do still have a bench boost left, and that I need to. Bench boosts and me don't see eye to eye. We don't get on. We never really have. So that's a chip that's never really been a good one for me. I'm hoping that the tide changes. There's a 21-point difference between me and Claire. I'll go through the FPL Bantam and League table in a minute. I'm just ready. I think I'm ready to go, right, I'm ready now to say farewell to this season. It's been decent for the bees, especially, and it's been a good little run in FPL, but I'm ready now. I'm ready to put this down. I'm ready to go to Sports Direct, get my England shirt for the World Cup. I've got the World Cup sticker book on my table ready to start to fill up and just watch the World Cup and just re-energise for next season. But I don't mean to sound doom and gloom, because it was a really bad red arrow, and it kind of... As much as I want to, I joke with our little group about basically being almost obsessed about winning this mini league. And I have been a little bit, but my target was always top 100k. I just missed out, really, by two bad game weeks in the last two bad game weeks last season, which then took me out of the top 100k, and I was devastated. I was really, really annoyed about it. And then to kind of be in touching distance again, and for it to be even worse, it's frustrating. I think my target now, because Nicole said this to me the other day, because I was very doom and gloom the other night, and Nicole actually picked me up a little bit. And she basically said, make yourself a new target. So, I mean, if the bench boost goes well, the top 100k could still be on the cards, right? But because I think really everyone has probably used their chips now. They've used it on the double. And I just wasn't, I didn't like my team for the double. I had two Brentfords and I wanted to hold them for this one, which is why I kept the bench boost. And amongst other reasons why I kept it, but that was the main one, that I knew I had double Brentford and I wanted him for the Palace home game. But I think 200k, if I can get top 200k, that will, you know, because then it will basically be what I got last season. I think my target now is probably not to do worse than what I did last season, because last season was my best season. Playing it fully, I technically have a top 66k rank, but that was, you know, that was in a season when no one was playing. I didn't play it much. I weren't as invested in it as I am now. So yeah, but look, I've had a few setbacks, and honestly, as I said, it was Spurs Leeds. I was just, you know, when Calvert-Lewin scored and wiped my poro clean, I lost it. My head went, to be honest, and I just had enough of it. But, you know, I went to bed, woke up, I was like, right, okay, we're going to start again. But yeah, that's my little rant. I'll do the usual. I'll go through my score. I'll go through the mini league table, and then we will look at what I am going to do for this bench boost week. I will just say, I'm 80% sure I'm going to bench boost this week. I haven't pressed it yet. I probably will, but there was a slight... This whole Man City thing has put a little bit of doubt in my head, with Foden and Marmoush now, you know, looking like really good players again. The rotation of last night, and whether Arsenal might rotate as well. The problem I got, if City don't beat Bournemouth, the league's done. Because unless, you know, Arsenal don't beat Burnley. And that's my worry. But it probably will be this week. But there's a hint of doubt where I might just go, do you know what? Nah, I'm going to leave it for the final week. But I probably will use it this week. Because that was the plan, really, since probably the end of game week 35, I decided it would be 37. My players probably have the nicest fixture for that. So, yeah, I wanted to just say that. But, yeah, we'll go through... we'll do the mini league first. So... we have... bear with me, sorry. So, FPL Banter Mini League. So, we'll start from the bottom again, and then we'll go from the top. So, still in bottom is Andrew. I'm all doom and gloom, but he can't wait for this season to end, bless him. To be fair, though, he got a 70 this week, which wasn't the worst game score of the week. I actually got the worst game score of the week, which, yeah, says it all, really. So, yeah, Andrew with a 1968 with a 70 this week. Fiona triple captained Haaland. She got an 84 and she's on 2057. So, 10th and 9th is basically decided. Sorry, guys. So, it's sort of 8th to 1st, which is there's a bit of a battle for. So, we've got Kelly in 8th with an 81. She's got... 2104, and then 4 points ahead of her, 2108, is Nicole, who was three off the 100 club. Gutted really for her, actually. If Dubravka had played and Dango had probably started, then she may have potentially got the 100 club just. And then Louise is in sixth with a 90 score this week, and 21-22 is her score. 15 points ahead of her is Duncan, who used his bench boost. Louise used her triple captain in Ireland as well. Duncan bench boost, and he was one off the 100 club. I did kind of mock him for it. I did sort of do justice on it. again, if, you know, if Saar did start, he would have got it. If Henderson got himself a save point against City, he would have got it. Like, yeah, it was, if O'Reilly even played, he would have got it. Or Haaland, he would have got it. So he's a bit bang unlucky not to actually get the 100 club. But, you know, 99, still a great score. He's actually chasing me now. That's how bad it's got. I was 60 points ahead of Duncan at one point. He's now 20... Hang on, I'm trying to work this out on top of my head. He's 19 off me. Like, fair play to him. Like, honestly, I joke with Duncan a lot, right? But genuinely, he is a very good FPL player. Very good. You know, I'm sure, Duncan, if I'm wrong, I apologise, but I'm sure at one point he was top 10k in the season. Like, he's a very good FPL player. And then 9 points ahead of him is Steve, who, do you know what? I don't normally do this, right? Because the guy winds me up to the absolute limit. Like, honestly, this guy is my kryptonite. Genuinely, I love him to death. Please know I love him to death. But he is my kryptonite. He just gets under my skin in the simplest ways. He don't have to do a lot to get under my skin, but he does it. Steve was the only one in our group not to have Haaland, right? He got Doku, he captained him, and do you know what? Fair play. He got a 24 off him with the captaincy this week. You know, he had Ryan as well, who got him a point. He had a Martinez assist on his bench. He used the bench boost. Raya, Senesi and Gabriel clean sheets, along with Raya as well. Like, he's had a great week. Like, fair play to him. Like, you know, I mocked him for not having Haaland and all that. And to be fair, his front line were the only ones that did nothing really for him. But, you know, I thought I was home and hosed, really. I thought, right, great, I battered him. Like, I just wanted to batter him, just because of the, you know, the banter friendship that we have. But, you know, he's now 10 points behind me. So credit to him. I'm feeling the pressure because I just don't want to lose to Steve. And that's not, you know, because I dislike the man or that kind of thing. It's just the way me and him and our banter is. And I have chatted a lot of shit this season, a lot of big talk shit, and it's all gone a bit wrong, and I'm getting the brunt of it, which is fair play, by the way, right? I have a big mouth. I say shit like I'm the tribal chief, I'm the OTC, I'm the head of the table, I run the show, la 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 la. And he's the one that always tries to bring me down a peg, and if he's the one that brings me down, like, if he then finishes above me in the game, I live and breathe now. Yeah, thing is, like I would to him, he would to me, he will not ever let me forget it. He will put it on t-shirts, he'll put it on a mug, he'll do something to fest, right, that I beat George in FPL. That, and could, not because he's proud of it, he could not care less if he beats me or not, but he knows it will bother me. So he will go to extra miles to wind me up. But, you know, that's just me and him relationship. Me and Steve, right? So I'm going on a tangent in this pod, so please, I do apologise. I will get to some FPL content at some point. If you listen to TalkSport on the Sports Bar, Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy, and, you know, when Jamie O'Hara walks off, because Jason Cundy just wound him up so much. Yet, when I come back, I'll, like, you know, the love will still be there. That's me and Steve to a T, literally. But look, fair play to Steve. All he wants to do is get the best rank he possibly can, beat his whatever his score is. Sorry, Steve, I don't know what it actually is. And, you know, without Haaland, he's somehow got a decent green. I believe he's got a green arrow. He must have. And, you know, he's 10 off me. And, yeah, credit to him. I'm got a 68, 21.56. I'm 8 points. Rory's 8 points in front of me with a 21.64. And then Claire is 19 points ahead of me. I thought it was 21, but it's actually 19 now. I must have looked at it last night, and it's obviously updated the points differences. But yeah, Claire is sitting on top at the moment, 11 ahead of Rory, and then she's 19 behind me. I'm 19, yeah. So yeah, got like tight finishes in this table. You know, Louise could potentially get fifth, maybe. Duncan could go above me. Steve could go above me. You know, still all to play for. Two games to go, but we're in the end game now. And yeah, it's a big week for me because I am going to bench boost. But yeah, so we'll go through the score I got.
My bench, I did the right thing on my bench. The only thing I kind of wish I did was play Hill over Porro. Porro ended up with a one-pointer because he also lost Defcon and he got the yellow card. I just need to take a sip of my tea. But yeah, so we'll go from the top. So Roos got me a 6, which I didn't actually expect. I didn't expect Sunderland United to be 0-0. I thought United would have won it, like 1 or 2-0. And, it was just a case of, at the time, I was like, right, I'm just going to play Roos. So I'm not going to take another hit for a keeper. I'm just going to leave it. And I've said to myself, I was going to do a keeper transfer this week. I'm probably not. Even though Dubravka didn't play this week and he's got Arsenal on Monday. reason being, if I wanna turn that minus into a positive on a keeper, he has to get a clean sheet. And at this time of the stage of the season, I just can't really guarantee it unless I go Raya, but there's money I want to put in my midfield, and it just feels, you know, there's no upside to it really. Where if I take a -4 for a midfielder, if one of them scores, that's it. I've got a positive on my score. Especially if I captain one of them as well. But probably not, but just saying. And if Dubravka plays, great. If you don't, he gets a 0, and it is what it is. And, you know, I'd rather take the 0 than do a goalkeeper transfer and it ending up being a -2, basically. which is annoying, because obviously in a bench boost, you want to make sure you basically got dead cert starters in your lineup. But that's the one position where I'm just going to have to go, nah, it is what it is. If he plays, great. If you don't, whatever. And then we had Gabriel with an 11. Virgil, man. Like, twice he could have scored for me against Chelsea. And he arguably could have won him a penalty for Liverpool as well. Would have been soft if it was given. But Liverpool proper point dodged me this week. I think that's the thing that got to me, the Liverpool one. Because twice, Szoboszlai and Virgil combo was on the cards, and it just didn't happen. And maybe that's just a sign of my luck changing the way it did. I don't regret getting Szoboszlai, by the way, and I don't regret keeping Virgil, and I probably will keep Virgil for this Villa game, because I think Villa have just down their tools. I think they're just set now on that final. It's all they care about. They're probably adamant they're going to win it. So they're like, right, well, if we finish fifth or sixth, then whatever. We're just going to win it anyway. So I'm keeping my Liverpool for that. But yeah, Virgil got a 2. O'Reilly with the 5, but obviously didn't play against Bournemouth yesterday. And Porro with the 1, which I just discussed. Bruno with a 3. Semenyo with the 12. Szoboszlai, as I've just mentioned, with a 2. Thiago and Gyökeres both blanking. And then Haaland cap with the 22-pointer against Brentford. And then nothing against Bournemouth because he didn't play. And then, as I said, the only one move I would have been better for me is playing Hill instead of Porro or even Virgil. But yeah, it is what it is. 68. Yeah, crap. So, bench boost time. I haven't pressed it yet, as I said. I'm 80% sure I will. So we just need to look. I've got one free transfer. And in an ideal world, I know the move I want to do. And in the ideal world, that'll be it. I just leave it and that'll be it. Which would be Wilson to Trossard. I want Trossard. You know, he's scored in back-to-back Premier League games. I think he starts. I know there's a hint that, you know, you never see Arteta similar to Pep. You just don't know if he's going to play Trossard. You don't know if you're just going to go, I'm playing Martinelli this week. He seems to trust Trossard more than Martinelli. And even though it's Burnley, I think Arteta knows he can't make any mistakes. He has to go out there and just get the win. Get the win, score as many goals as he can. And I think Trossard is the guy he prefers on that left-hand side. So Trossard for Wilson's in for me, 100%. No sort of worries about that. The other things to consider is City players where... sorry, I'm just getting the Premier League app up. Where basically... Well, let's go through it, right? Let's go through the team all together and then we can... So, Roos and Dubravka, as I've said, it is what it is. I've only got one free transfer. I'm not wasting it on a keeper. Two game weeks left. The goalkeeper train I've kind of missed out on. I just got to leave it for what it is and hope for the best, right? Gabriel, he stays. Virgil, as I said, I want to give him... this Villa game. He may go next week for Saliba or someone else. But I want to... See, there's a part of me that... Basically, long story, I want an Everton player, right? I think they've got two really nice fixtures coming up. With Sunderland at home and then Spurs away. They're still in a hunt for some form of Europe. They're scoring goals, and they're a good side. They are a good side, and they're going to go for it, these last two. And as I said, very easable fixtures. So Virgil or O'Reilly to Tarkowski is in my mind, right? Now, only O'Reilly if he's out. He didn't play against Bournemouth last night. I think it's a rest. I think there's rumours that apparently he got picked up a knock against Brentford. I think it's just a rumour that's not really worth looking at. I think he's just thought, right, well, Palace are down tools as well here. I don't even need you here. You know, Haaland was on the bench just in case it all went tits up. And... you know, he wasn't needed in the end. I think O'Reilly was a rest because I think he's probably one of City's most important players for the FA Cup final, other than Haaland. I think him and Haaland are the two that he just could not afford to get injured. So I think he's rested. If O'Reilly is genuinely injured and there's a race for time for him to play against Bournemouth, my hand might be dealt to then do O'Reilly to Tarkowski. So that just keep that in mind. If O'Reilly's fine, I'm not even thinking about it. He, you know, he's in, whatever. Hill, look, he's got City, but, Bournemouth are going for Champions League football. I want to keep him purely for DEFCON, by the way. I think he'll get DEFCON easily. Yeah. Pedro Porro, he could also become Tarkowski. The problem is, I just want one Spurs player for this little run, for this end, because I really like Porro. I think Porro is a great, a great not an FPL player, just a great footballer in general. I think he's one of, on his day, he's probably the best right back in the league. That whether that's a hot take, if you will, I don't know. But on his day, Porro would get into my now Premier League team, not all time, you know, but I just want a Spurs playing there because I want them to stay up. I think they will stay up, and he was unlucky, by the way, not to. If that ball was in the box, that Tells goal. If it fell to Tells in the box, I get a Porro assist, by the way, but that's another story. But yeah, Porro stays. So if O'Reilly's injured, O'Reilly to Tarko will happen. If he's not, that's fine. I'll do the forward line next because that's not changing. Thiago's got Palace, Grokker's got Burnley, and then Haaland has Bournemouth as long as he comes out of the FA Cup final unscathed. If he does get injured, touch wood he don't, then I can't do anything, you know, I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. And at the end of the day, everyone has Haaland other than Steve. So, yeah. So, it's the midfield. So, Bruno stays. That, you know, last home game of the season. He want to get that assist record. I think he's 2 off it in the actual Premier League assist record. So, he's not going anywhere. So, Szoboszlai, I've just brought him in. He's got a nice fixture against Villa. He was unlucky not to get something against Chelsea. Villa of damn tools. This is a good game for Dominic Szoboszlai. So now we're down to the 3, which is Semenyo, Dango and Wilson. Now, I know Wilson has Wolves away, but he's been awful for the last 4 games now. And I think he's... Are Wales in the World Cup? They're not, are they? I can't remember now. Someone tell me that in the pod later. But... I just think Wilson... I think Wilson's leaving Fulham. I think he's going somewhere else. And I think he's just literally like, right, I don't want to get injured. Trotting about. Fulham are on the beach. I don't really want it. I know they have Wolves away. I know that. But I just think Fulham on the beach and it's just a bit meh. Where I want everyone in my team, bar the goalkeepers, to have something to play for. Fulham don't really have anything to play for now. They're not really in the race for Europe anymore. I think there's an outside chance they can get something, but they are on the beach now, it seems. So basically, Wilson is out for probably Trossard. So that's that. If O'Reilly's fit, then he's in. So it's just a case of Semenyo and Dango. Now, if I make another transfer, it is a -4. As I said, I want an Everton player, which will either be Dewsbury Hall or Ndiaye. I saw a stat from Tom Hadley, I think his name is, on Twitter. And he says that they got Sunderland. And a lot of the goals against Sunderland have come from that left-hand side, which is what... Where Ndiaye plays is where the goals come from, so he's a good option. And he actually scored against Sunderland in the reverse fixture. I know there's certain people who are like, well, you know, it's a different game now, blah, blah, blah. Like, for example, Foden, right? He got double-digit hauls against Palace at home, away, and he got it again at home this season. I think there is some, like, there's just certain players that just like to play against certain teams. And it's like Thiago. Thiago got a hat-trick against Everton away at Goodison, the Hilly Dick. And then he got 2 goals at home against them 3 weeks ago. I want an Everton midfielder, and it would be a hit. In an ideal world, I don't take a hit. I just leave it. I just do Wilson to Trossard and leave it. But I do think that Everton game's a good game. And then I also hedge my bets with Wilson goal again anyway. So if it is 0-0, like, I get a 3 from Dewsbury Hall, for example, and then I get a 6 from Roofs, which technically would be a -1. I know that. But I just think they're really nice fixtures, Everton, and I just want to take a punt on one of them. And Dye, purely and simply, he has pens. That's kind of the only reason I'm tempted to go down that route. And he did score against Everton in the last fixture. Dewsbury Hall, I really like Dewsbury Hall. I like watching him play football, and he's just an exciting player I would like. Plus, if I do go Dewsbury Hall, it would leave a lot of money left in for 38 for me to, you know, like, there's no issues then. I could probably then do Dubravka to Raya in game week 38 if I wanted to do something like that as my last transfer of the season. So it depends how much I trust and want an Everton player over Semenyo or Ndango. Because that's the question here. Basically, for me to sell Ndango or Semenyo, I would have to basically believe in the opinion that what Everton player I pick will do better than that person. If you're asking me to do Semenyo to Dewsbury Hall, do I think Dewsbury Hall gets more than Semenyo? Confidently, I would say no if Semenyo starts. That's the other question now with City and what they're doing. Like, because Semenyo has done 90 minutes last night. Is he then going to do 90 minutes again in the FA Cup and then another 90 against his old club? That's the thing I'm a bit unsure, which is why I'm tempted to do the Semenyo to Dewsbury Hall or Ndai move, because for that reason, I'm not convinced Semenyo starts against Bournemouth. I think he'll start in the FA Cup final, and then I think he'll be benched against his old club. Because I think Pep will keep it compact. He won't want to just go gung-ho against him straight away. I think he'll want someone more defensive in that role. So I think Bernardo Silva would potentially go there instead of Semenyo. And then Semenyo will probably come on with 20 minutes to go or something. Which would mean I'd basically have two City than three Arsenal. The other one is Ndango. Now, I love Ndango. You know, he's done all right for me. He's won me penalties to get me assists. And, you know, he scored a great goal against Villa, which got me a haul. So he's been a good servant for me. Not for just me in FPL, but my football club as well. Palace at home. Palace are down tools. They don't care. All they care about is getting ready for that conference final. So I kind of do want to keep the double Arsenal. So, in a long story short, Wilson to Trossard is in. That's done. It's happening. If O'Reilly's injured, or he's not fit for Bournemouth, or Pep says he's out the FA Cup final and he's a maybe for Bournemouth, I will do O'Reilly to Tarko. If O'Reilly's fine, then it's just a conversation whether I want to do Semenyo to an Everton midfielder, whether it's Ndai or Dewsbury Hall. That's where I'm at. I'm okay with holding Ndango and the rest of them. Semenyo's the one where I just got a funny feeling he don't start against Bournemouth. I've just got all this weird, weird feeling. Having said that, every time I've said that about Semenyo, he has started. He's a 90-minute machine, man. So, yeah, that's the one. The problem with that, it's a hit. If it was a free transfer from Semenyo to Dewsbury Hall, I'd probably do it. It's the fact it's a hit that makes it that little bit worse as well. That's where I'm at with this bench boost. The bench boost will probably happen now I'm talking about it. My other options, I feel bad ignoring Brighton because they are also in the hunt for Champions League football. There's been a lot of, you know, Hinshelwood has hit a purple patch. And I think he's had the most big chances in the Premier League in the last three games. So he is an option. I just like the Everton fixtures more. I think Leeds away is a hard game from Brighton. We had a debate on the banter group today about Casemiro. I suggested that the boat was gone on him. I also suggested the boat was gone on Hinshelwood, and I kind of, the more I thought about it, the more I actually think maybe not. Maybe there's a delay on that boat and you can probably get on it for the last two games. The Casemiro one, maybe it's just because I just don't like him. I think he's a little shit bag, to be honest. Sorry, United fans, but he is. He's a little shit. He's a diving cheat as well, by the way. He, when, you know, 90 minutes in and he's falling over and the ref's giving silly little pushes when there ain't any. That's, you know, that's an, a Casemiro agenda for my part on a, as a Brentford fan. I get it, it's his last home game, but, like, yeah, I don't know. I just think United on the beach, and unless you don't have Bruno, I wouldn't really want to go anywhere else for United. They've got third, basically. They've qualified for Champions League. It's all done. That's kind of why I think the foot came off the gas against Sunderland a little bit. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're going, if you're having a conversation between Hinshelwood and Casemiro, I'd go Hinshelwood every day of the week. But as I say, I just have this gut feeling about Everton this weekend, and that's who I want. Hinshelwood is an outside maybe, I think. The other option is as well, I'm rambling now, I really am rambling. The other option as well, if I don't think Semenya starts, Doku probably does. But then, you know, sod's law, I'll sell Semenya for Doku and Doku gets injured in the FA Cup final. So I don't really want to go down that route. So outside chance Hinshelwood, but I think one of the Everton boys will come in if I decide to sell Semenya for a minus four. Yeah, that's it, guys. I have rambled for a lot of that. 36 minutes really at the moment. But yeah, two game weeks to go. This is it. I'm 19 points behind Clare. I want to win that mini league. I want to, you know, as I said, I've given it the big in all season. And look, there's still an outside chance, right? If the bench boost goes well, if I make up 10, 15 points on Clare in that, then it goes down to the final battle, the, you know, the end game. Iron Man versus Thanos, Batman versus Joker, Superman versus Lex Luthor. We're nearly there. We're nearly at that climax. Yes, I've said climax, Steve. Don't make it weird. And yeah, two more game weeks to go and then that's it. And then we can cheer on England bringing football home. But until then, the final hurdle, the home straight, and hopefully I can bring the Banter Mini League home. Otherwise, it's going to be Banter Hill for George. Thanks for listening, guys, and Green Arrows.